Hi, I'm here today to talk to Carol Fenner from My Inner Self. Hello, Carol.
Hello.
Very nice to meet you. Now, tell me, where in the UK are you based?
I'm based in St. Neots, which is in Cambridgeshire.
Excellent. And you're in your studio just now.
I'm very lucky to have a studio at the bottom of my garden where I can hide.
Beautiful. Yeah, it looks good. And tell me a bit about your expertise and how you help people and the types of people that you actually help.
Okay, so I have an orthodox background. I trained as a counsellor and careers advisor. I've worked in all the civil service and prisons and all sorts of stuff like that. And then it was early 2000, I decided to get into energy healing as a result of one of my family members becoming unwell, and orthodox medicine didn't really help. And from there, it's just progressed. So now the kind of clients I work with, I use something called frequency work, which is light, colour, sound. Sacred symbols, crystals, I use all of those elements. And it means that I can do like a diagnostic profile of the body. So if somebody's got something going on and they're not 100% sure what it is, I can delve a bit deeper into the energy system to try to find out what it is and then give them some advice on that and clear what comes up to me as, I'll call it distortion, but if we were looking at a body in front of me, it's almost like there's all lovely colored light around it, and then you see like a little smudge. And sometimes that can be where somebody's maybe got a bit of a headache or got a bit of stomach tension or something like that. So I can go in, I see that little smudge, and I remove that bit of distortion from the energy center. So it's really good for anxiety, tension, stress, helps with PTSD, things like that. But it's also, as people begin to have more healing, their energy body, their aura, if you like, the magnetic shield that's around every living thing, gets clearer and more coherent, and it gets stronger, and their physical health begins to improve. And
That's
also,
good.
then, as a result of that, their kind of intuition improves as well, because everything, all these things work together, physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, all these planes interlock with each other. If you work on one, you've got to work on all the others. So quite often people begin to get more, I don't want to say more psychic necessarily, but they certainly get more intuitive and more in touch with nature and in touch with themselves and the spiritual world, as it were.
Now, you've got a really nice website which we're going to look at. Now, you've got quite a good list of services there and programs that you do. And there's a lovely photograph of you. Experience a profound shift. People really want that, don't they? They want something to happen.
They
Carol, they want to see something that they can put their finger on and say, "Yeah, I felt something. This worked for me." And I think you've got, testimonials and experience of being able to achieve that. So you're confident in bringing out changes to their inner self, which is why you've called the business such. Now, it is a very nice, it's a very informative website. There's lots of information there. So it's www.myinnerself.co.uk, and I'd recommend to anybody to have a look at that as part of this so that they can find out a bit more about your services. Now, what we've got here is your programs and services, and I wanted to just touch on that. You do group healing sessions, and I believe there's a way to help people sort of save money but get regular help that they would need just to keep them tuned in. Is that correct?
Well, that's correct. So I do two group healing sessions a month, which means that wherever anyone is on the planet, doesn't really matter whether somebody's in Colorado or Glasgow, I can tune into those people up to, well, actually any amount. I've done up to 50, 100 people in a group session, and I tune into them all individually, and I send them the frequency work, or rather, you don't really send it, but you kind of work on their energy body. I do the diagnostic so that everybody in that group receives frequency healing work for up to an hour and a half. And then, of course, I record all the feedback. If anything comes up for anyone personally, I would send that to them so they get a recording of what actually happened in the session. And so, to keep costs low so that people can have regular work or have it when they need it, if they're having a particularly stressful month, my costs are like around the £30 mark. And for that, they also get ongoing support. And I've been doing this now, this particular kind of model of group work for about four or five years. I've been testing it for a little while just to see what people thought of it, if they enjoyed it. And it's been really good, actually.
Yeah, and it's really good. The website, you've got a nice booking platform there. That makes a big difference to people because they can see what's coming up. And I believe that you do a sort of free consultation to
That's
introduce
correct.
people, see if you resonate. You know, they get a feel for you get a feel for them.
So in that consultation, because on my website also says that I do numerology, but I tend to actually bring the numerology into all the sessions anyway, although some people do like to have an individual session. So in a consultation, I would ask someone for their full name and their date of birth. And while they might be telling me about their situation where they're stressed or they want to change or whatever, I can then look at their date of birth. And from that, it tells me a lot of information about someone's their gifts, their skills, where how sensitive they are, what they could be picking up this year. Also, we every year that we have a birthday, we move into a slightly different vibration, which kind of makes sense, doesn't it? And so some years are more testing than others for individuals. And so sometimes when you let people know that, it's very soothing, it's kind of calming and healing because they get quite a lot of healing from the consultation, being able to understand why am I reacting to this situation like that? Why am I always triggered by this other person? Why is this year that, and all these questions that people have, like, goodness, I don't know why. I can't kind of work it out. And so I really enjoy consultations are about half an hour, 40 minutes. I really enjoy bringing that in, even if it's only just a little bit, just to help people to sort of understand and anchor in. Oh, it's that, right? Okay, that's why I'm feeling okay, right? And then we can kind of go, okay, let's maybe have a healing session to see if we can move that block on a bit, and get a bit of
Yeah.
perspective.
And this can all be done remotely because obviously energy is the key here, isn't it? And you specialize in this area. So you can do sessions, you know, remotely, but you can actually do sessions without even being in a web session with your
Absolutely, that's
client.
great. So I think at this moment, obviously, we've been doing a lot of, the last couple of years, people have been using Zoom and Skype and whatever quite a lot. But I actually don't need to see people or tune into a group of people. And I think a lot of people prefer that as well because they might want things to be very confidential. So if they want that, that's fine. We don't share names in a group. Nobody knows who's in the group. All their information is safe. So all I need is their name and their date of birth. And I literally sit in my cabin studio that I'm in here now. I create the space that I normally would if somebody was actually coming to visit me. And I put all of the client's information, whether it's two people or 20 people or whatever, in front of me so I can see that. And then I literally call in the energy and work on it. It's called, for anybody who wants to look it up, it's called quantum entanglement. So
Ready.
it's really the sense that we are already all connected. It's just that we're kind of physically being connected because we can see each other through this medium, but I don't need to see someone to actually get the diagnostic of the energy body.
Yeah, that makes sense, and I'm sure that will make sense to a lot of people watching this who are believers. And I think that's half the battle, isn't it? You start with a belief. It's almost like the not a placebo effect, but it's kind of the positive mind of believing
I think,
is halfway to towards the it working for you.
Do you know, all I really need is for someone to be open. They don't need to have any belief system, and they may continue to have no belief system in anything. They certainly don't need to be religious. It's just somebody to be open to try something different and then just go along with it if it feels right for them. And whilst they're having remote healing as well, there isn't any special thing that they need to do at all. They don't need to meditate if they, oh my God, I can't sit still. I'm not one of those kind of people. I can't meditate. I don't know what that is. No, not at all. You can do anything as long as it's relatively relaxing. So I generally stipulate no long distance driving because that would make sense, please. And try and stay away from anything that's too heavily electromagnetic. So if someone had booked a session, just stay off the computer for an hour, really, or stay off your phone for an hour. But if you need to do, if you need to do a bit of gardening, or if you think, oh God, I've got to hoover the room. But also, if you are a person who's, yes, I want to feel something. I'm going to sit down and meditate and tune into this energy while I'm sending you. That's also great, So it's all good because it works anyway.
Yeah, makes sense. And with regards to your kind of one-on-one sessions, and I suppose even your group sessions, how many sessions do you feel it normally takes before people start to see some progress or some positive changes?
I would say probably three. I say three to be fair, and what and it's dependent on if somebody is, and I'm using kind of my own terminology here, I call it light depleted. So if we think about our energy system and we are beings of light, and you know, we kind of are, when someone is going through a stressful situation, it's like you've got a little dimmer switch and the light turns down, and people can be very stressed and low for a long period of time. So much like if you were going into a hospital and having a mini operation, you wouldn't expect to, you know, after that operation, jump out of bed and go back to work. You would need a period of kind of rest and integration while your wound is healing, if you think of it like that. And so it's kind of the same with energy work. So if your energy has been really low and you've had a lot of stuff happen and stress, you're kind of, your lights turn right down. So I'm kind of filling it up a bit. And sometimes people can feel a bit tired because they're releasing toxins and they just need another little top up and another, because I like to do it gently. You know, you just can't mess about with the energy system full power, you know, put a load of light onto them straight away. And so I find, yeah, three sessions, usually people by that time, they're on an even keel. They've got a bit more clarity. Because also when you're kind of, your energy is really low, you can't, it's hard to think straight. It's hard to actually get perspective on situations because it can really affect you like that. And so, yeah.
Especially now with all that's going on in the world, I think this type of service is something that people should, again, have that open mind you're talking about. And people who are looking for answers, I think, have got a natural open mind just now.
Yeah.
Have a free session. Yeah. Find out more. Visit the website. You know, obviously watching this video gives them a feel for who you are and what you do and can they resonate with you. And then from there, decide would group sessions be right for you? Would individual sessions? Try it, run with it, see if it works. And if it does, absolutely great. You've, you know, something magical's happening. And if it doesn't, nobody broke the bank. You tried and you move That's on right. to the next thing. Life is an experiment. Let's find the answers. You know, let's search out the answers. Carol, thank you for today. You've got a wonderful business. I really hope people use your service, but it's been an absolute pleasure chatting to you.
Thank you so much.